Bushus Avi Mori. Rav was looking at Shabbos on the Kuzayin of Beis. Example, which made the Shmuel. Hoshi Yodel Be'ema. The person sticks his hand inside the womb of the animal. Dildel Uber Shvemeya. And disconnects, shakes Uber inside. Chayev. My timer. Gemara business Sugil of Mushrooms. Oikudov Magdulai. Now, by mushrooms, the is a Mitzvah Sugil of Kreitzer. Something that's Gdula Karakol. The question is, what exactly is the Isser over here in the Gera to being Ahish Yodme Behemo? What exactly is the Isser? So first we showed them the Ban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Bing Dan, the Yushalmi. It says the Isser is Mitzad Kreitzer, Kreitzer itself. The Yushalmi say, L'chor, the Bavli does not understand the way. They want to disagree. So what is the Isser? The Rambam, in Shabbos, the Perek Yud Aleph, and in Bing Dan, he says, Nichol Isser V'Natilus V'Shamo. They point out that we just learned Simon Shita Zayin Sev Ches. By the case of there by Chavolo, what is the Isser? Machlix among the Rishonim. The way the Rambam understands, it's Mepharik, which are told of Dosh. And somehow over here, over there, it's not want to say until the Shamo, and over here, it doesn't want to say until the Shamo. What's Pshat over here? Says the Kiran Oyo, the Avnez, they explain that by the Dam Huan Nefesh, to say that Chiddush over here is Nichol Negedev Chios, until the Shamo, that's a Chiddush. Over here, the fact of mice and the Aver mace, the fact that the Uber Yerach Imoy, extension of the mother, that the Aver got cut off, Vada the Is Miso, and the Is Isn't until Shama, just like if you kill an animal, Vada Aver Isn't until Shama, killing off an Aver, also Nichol Negedev until Shama, just he wants to argue the Sugil Chavola, but Vada the Isn't until Shama, even again to Sugil of an Aver. Now, when he says the Lashon Acharon point out of the Rambam Aver, whose Aver is he referring to? Does it mean the Isser negates the Uber? Or negate to the Behemoth itself? Pashut understanding, the Isser is the Uber Yerech Imoy, and the cutting of the Aver negate to the mother. And that's when you read the Ramban by us in the Sugyo, and the Rashba by us in the Sugyo, and the Ran, and the Ritual, all four of them on the Sugyo, they point out the Isser we had until Shoma, mitzad Aver Echod, which is what? The Aver of the mother. That's what I'm going to explain. The Aver of the mother, the Uber is the Aver of a mother. The child, the baby inside, is a bone. Uber Yerachimoy is like a finger being cut off. Same thing would negate to the Uber.
So the Uber is called the Aver of the mother.
Yes. That's what you should have point to say over here. Now, there is a third way to learn Asugi over here. What is the Isser of the case over here of Uber Hashiyot Behema? Taisis and Mechayus and Avodah Zarah says the Isser is raises. Lashon Tosfos is written by us in the sugya, the Isser of Grazes, and that's where we get to the sugya of Al Negate the Grazes. But first, we get to the sugya of Tilas Hashama, come along the Achreinim, and they grapple a question in general, what is the Isser of Apollo? Of an abortion, negate to the behemoth, negate to a person. They want to discuss from our sugya, is there a Raya Mikan Lekan? So first, we're going to discuss among the Rishonim, the Forsha Tosfos, in general, Macholius. What is there an Isser of Macholius? So there is a Tosfos in Nida and Daf Dalet. Tosfos writes, "Afal gav de mutter lahargoy." Fortunately, the Tosfos you let it kill an uber. Still, the din of Yalad Machal Shabbos for the uber. Pelded words of Tosfos mutter lahargoy. So there's a Chavasya wants a tiny slaydok. The words of Tosfos, Gilam Hashon, the Sugya Nida's a Tosafer. A Moshe Tshuva in Chashimish, but Chelbeis and Mizamak Des. He writes three times the words of Tosfos Tosafer. Partial borrow who tell you safer. Now that is not mutter. There's a safer zikaron of Yecheskel Abramsky, printed in 1977. The two tshuvas inside of there discussing the sugya of Apollo. One is the Moshe tshuva before it got printed in Igros Moshe. The one that got printed in Chosh Mishpat Chalabesim and Samachdes. Another one by the Rav Hershler, one of the Makiyas and the Rishonim on the Kuk Svar. Over there, Rav Hershler points out, let's read our sugya. First, he says, read this, the Me'iri by us. The Me'iri said there's no Isser to get the Sugya until it's a Shama. Why? Because it's by Behema, and I'll bring you a Raya. It says in the Torah, when it hit an Isha, and she's a Mapple, you hide to pay me to have the children, and no one says any Isser until it's a Shama, any Chiv over there. So we see there's no problem, not to Raisa, not to Rabbanon, we don't see any Makar for it, to ask me to have the Sugya until it's a Shama. Says of Hershler, Apollo, Me'iri says Motor. They point out, but that's really the Ramban by us, and the Rajba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, before discussing what is the Isser in the ghetto, it is Nitil Shama, Uba Yerach Imoy, inside the mother, inside the child, they point out, does not sound like there's any issue over here. And therefore, in the sugya over here, there's a keret oyo, and the sefer Shabbos Shalmi beforehand. He points out, l'chor sounds like my sugya. What exactly is the issue of Apollo? Who says there's any issue? Kiduah, Moshe has a tshuva again when he discusses this. He writes the shtoimim that he saw that a chochem echad in Eretz Yisrael wrote to the menal in Shari Tzedek, which everyone knows it's Eliezer, want to be matur, and a bunch of tshuvas to be matur in the gate of case of Tesach, the child is very sick, the sugya of Apollo. He says, how can it be? Can it design? When Moshe writes, anyone who's Apollo is Ritzicha Mamish. Ritzicha Mamish. And this back and forth, a lot of it is based upon our sugya. Is there any Issa deraisa, or even Rabbanon, Bakum Sarach, is it Nichol in the sugya of Apollo, is it until Shomer Ritzicha, or not? That's part of the question. Part of the shaila, if it's Ritzicha Mamish, negates the Goyim, if it's Mutter, not a problem. So I don't know what the Issa over here is. It's just interesting to note, when Moshe writes Tosfos again in the Nida, when it says Mutl Hargoy, before it's a Tosfos Sefer, it's basically a forgery, it's a mistake. So since Eliezer has one Gadol who wrote him, when Rav wrote him, it says he has Haychachas Bruis, that Moshe itself is a forgery. This is not for Moshe. So someone over here is confusing other people, what exactly, who said what, and whose name. Now Moshe wants to say Tosfos is a forgery, and this Rav wants to say Moshe is a forgery. Each one onto his own. My sister, listen again to our sugya. Again, there is a mi'iri that sounds like it's motor sugya. And the Taisus said, Gershul Fenayin is saying it's motor, and you have to down with our shen over here, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the others. Atzal Shani, the La Paschim Sarah Kamosha, the Stifle Kiyadua, from the Zalman, Rav Sturmbach. We have a shen over here of Apollo's motor not. Take it even a step further. We're discussing right now, the Paschim discussing Ikum when a child is very sick, not going to be healthy. Is any sir? There's a case when, let's say, an Isha is Mezano. Besser, she has a child. Come on with Yavitz and Shuvah and says, let's analyze it. She be'etzim is Chayiv Miso. She's Chayiv Miso. If there was Miso, the Sugya says very clearly in the Sugya in Chayiv Erechim, that we do not wait till she gives birth, just say she's pregnant. The loch is to a killer. That means Besser, she's a Bakritolo, and we don't worry about the child over here. This Manazeh, we don't have Miso. But be'etzim, she's a bakritol over here. So first of all, he wants a taino. Koshki in a situation when she's mezano and she has a child, the kid is a betzim a shtik issa over here. So he says a massive chiddush. For herself, she wants a taino. She wants a ma'av l'achmin l'das. Want a taino, maybe just chusullah. Just chus. Why is she just chayim miso over here? Just chus. Maybe she's right to the child. Shtik issa. No problem with Apollo. She's a bakritol. No chiv over here. Schusullah, no problem here. Pile play. The mitzvah time is. Maisa, there's a lech upon him, a they want to be machbet, say, what do you mean? Maisa, there's a child over here. Well, right over here to go kill Ober over here. And Moshe, when he quotes this idea, this yayim, it's again the same tshuva in the get Apollo, his words are, mamish devorim betalim him. You have to realize, it's causing a yayim, it's mamish devorim betalim. So fine, so the interesting shaila in the gate of Apollo, but clearly is a Apollo in the gate of Isha Mezano. Again, this double study came out from our studio. It's about it for the Gdolim to decide when, how to apply it practically, what does it exactly mean? Is it that local from our studio or not? The gate to us, we'll go back to the studio of Grazes, which is the third way I learned the studio, the Tais of Srid, and the way how Tais of Mechoris learns, what does it get in the gate of the studio of Grazes?
That's introduction.
The gate of Grazes, the main Maramokum, is the Mishnah that's Sadek Dalet. Over there, the Mishnah discusses when someone takes a part of Zubazoo, takes with his fingers one from another, or he takes a Bashinov with his teeth, whether Sarai or Svamoy or Zakenoi, whether it's his hair or his mustache or his beard. We have Machalik to the Mishnah, Revlo says he Chayiv, Chom says it's a Dinat Mishum Shvos. The Gemara goes on explaining that Lukuliyama, if it's the case of a Kliya, even Isidaraiso, the only Shal is the case of Biyad, the Chom says Nichon again of a Shinoi. Reblozer seems to say it's not a shinoi. Why that's so? If they remember the Eglital and Psich and Ois Gimel discusses why that's so. But Maisa, we come along with Paskin like the Chomin that Biyad we nichol get of shinoi, Mashenke Mekli nichol get of a deraiso. First klal, first question really is, what is the definition of Mlocha of Geizus? What's the most Mlocha of Geizus? That means in essence, when you have a behemoth and he has wool, the two entities is the wool and the behemoth. You have a person, he has nails, the two entities, the person and there's a nail. What is Gezes? Gezes is you're doing it mitzad, you want the wool. Is Gezes mitzad, you want the or, you want to take off the wool, you want to masak in the or, which sign exactly do you want over here? So one simple way of understanding is the case of the Mishkan was that they took off the wool to use the wool. So if you're doing it mitzad the wool, nichlan get a melacha tzrich l'gufay. If you're doing it mitzad, you do not want the wool, mitzad the ora, nichlan get a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. The other comes out, the Mishnah that says when a person is getting a haircut, take off his nails, or take off his hair, either one, whether either case, the chura is a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. Why is the Mishnah saying that by kli l'kuli amig b'chayiv, explains the Gemara? And the Mishnah says, the chura is a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. So, coming the Taisus on the Sugur Adonai says, you know why? It's a Yehuda. Rido, Blocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, is Chayiv. Therefore, even though in this situation you're doing it to take off the hair, take off the nails, and you do not want the hair, you do not want the nails, still you're Chayiv on Blocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. The Shaila is, you read the Mechaba by Austin, Simon Shin Mem Sef Aleph. He says, you're Chayiv. And the question is, we already learned just now, Simon Shin Tes Zayin Sef Ches, the Mechaba brings down. Stam Yesh Oibim, what's the loch negate of Locha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay? He says, you potter, Yesh Oibim the Rambam, that says Yechayiv. And the Klan, the Mechab, Stam Yesh Oibim Locha Gestam, because it's passing Locha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, it's potter. So Bishlam, it ties in the Sugya saying the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. But how do you answer the Mechab? Says the Mogavam, Masam Kiddush, Avada the Get of Grace is a case when you want to, the Cyrus, or you want the Sipurin. And over here, Echanami, you want the Cyrus. Sounds like you want to make a pillow. You take off the guys here because you want to make a pillow over here. Fine. In fact, the Mishavua, you want the Cyrus? Maisa goes on further the Lacha and says, you're taking out the black from the white, or vice versa. Depends if you want to look more distinguished or you want to look younger. Each one onto his own. He says, Nalachi Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Abadi is inside the person, not inside the Cyrus. To put it together inside the Sig of Shurim, says, not Mistavro. We'll get to Locha later on. Over there, discussing when a person has his tzitzin or tziparim that causes tzar. Locha is that a person al tzar, in this case of off rave, then b'mokum with four tzirufim, person can be mekel. Now, over there, why is he taking it off? Not for the tzitzin, not for the tziparim, it's like b'mokum tzar. He's not using it over here. And still, the Locha over there is yechayiv, the case of a kli. You cannot, you don't have this tzufim. Yechayiv, why yechayiv for? According to these questions, come along the Goyin. He says, Echanami, the Mechaber is being choshev over after the Rambam Shito. He holds the definition of Melach of Goyzes is mitzad together. You want it December, you want it to spurim. He passes like a Yehuda. He's choshev over Yehuda. That means, Meister, first we have one Mahalach over here. Then what is the definition of Goyzes? Goyzes is for the December.
The day
of the halach,
that's the word.
He says, yes, yes, that's what he says. Chiddush, chiddush. That means the definition of Goyz is you want the tzemer. Tosfos answers the Mishnah of Yehuda. In the Mechaber, we have two options. Either passing the Yehuda, the Goyin, or can I pass him Shimon, but you want the sperm, you want the size for whatever reason, Yesh know what that means. That's one option. Come on, the Mishnah, and he has a second of one. What is the definition of Melach of Goyz? He brings down Apidu Rivosh, Yesh Lodin. That he says the definition of a melacha was not in the Mishkan they wanted the tzemer, in the Mishkan they had the choshim, they took off the saris mitzad the or shaboy. And Goyz is what? Is to misakin the or, misakin the person, they gave the animals the or, they gave the person, misakin the person. And therefore he has a list of Rishonim this way, he says the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Ramban, and the Rivosh, and the Smag, and the Rosh, and the Ran, that holds the definition is not for the tzemer, the definition of Goyz is what? It's for the person, for the behem over here, for the or over here. Now, it points out that his Mahalach, he says, is one of the Rishonim quotes the Ramban. He says, I know it's Ramban. He said, the Ramban says the Rif, Paschal Lakim Shimon, yet he brings down the Sugya of Tziparim and Tzitzin Kitzirosan. The Chura, we learn the Ramban and Daf Kavov. And either the Chavetz Chaim did not have the Ramban Kavov, or maybe they remember, I'm not sure. But the Ban is this question. Yes, why are you even mistaken with that crisis? The Chura, the Bayim, Lochoshe, and Tzirich, Lugufoy. So the Ban that we saw, and the Shita Ran also says over there, and the way the stipend we explained then said over, the definition of Goyz is not mitzad the or, and not mitzad the saris. It's a maisa natilo, a maisa frodo, separating two things. And every time by Goyz is taking off either the hair from the animal, taking off the nails from the person, the act of separating, that's the melacha. Therefore, it comes out that either side you want, Yechayiv. If you want the Cyrus, you chayiv. Netila, and the Tzrich L'Guf in one side. Sack the Guf of the person, you chayiv also. But either side that you want, you chayiv, because the act is afrodo, and any place is ticket, this side or that side, you chayiv. So, Bas M'Lachor, there's a third malach, which again is Oro on the Bialachor, which it sounds like he did not see the Ramban, or remember, I'm not sure, he didn't have the Ramban. The Ramban is this question. It compares to the sugya of Barir in other cases. Maisa Barir, I'm taking out Psalms Ma'ichal, why chayiv? That's afrodo, I'm sacking one side over here. So, we see we have a third malach. What is the definition of graces? The idea of graces is separating one side from the other, wherever the ticket is. Now, basically, you look up the Rivash inside that the Mishnah is quoting. Bikri starts off, first of all, the Maisa of graces is the Maisa Natilo. You can also say the Maisa is not mitzad the tzemer, it's mitzad you want to, or mitzad the person itself. The best thing to point out, he really saying two ideas over here. And to read the Achreinim, the four different Mahalchim had to learn Pshat in the Rivash. The Chamshi that the Bialoch point says it, brings down, Batsimi says the definition of Rivash is a Mais Natilo, either side. Which would not understand the way. But Mais Natilo, the way the Krivitz al Rambam, the way the Masham, the Beis Yitzchok, they understand, for Karet, the idea over here was Batsim al Samlochosh ain't Srich Lugufa in the case of the Mishkan. The case over here is that it was not the best of the Moloch is you want the Sire. The case you want from the Or is the Moloch HaShem Tzichul Gufoi and you still need Chayiv for it. Bir Dover, we saw already again in Kovov there's a Balamor Shito. And yes, every borrower you take Pselos Ma'ichul Chayiv. I say Moloch HaShem Tzichul Gufoi. Balamor says you're right, it is Moloch HaShem Tzichul Gufoi. But since it wasn't the Mishkan, Yechayiv. Since it wasn't the Mishkan, Yechayiv. The way that Bialoch HaRisa is over, and therefore, since that's the Mishkan, therefore it's Tzrich L'Gufoy. What's the Machlokes? What is the definition of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy? That means we know we have two options of what the idea of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy is. Tosis, if you look at the Tachlis in the Mishkan, that defines the Geder. Or as the definition is Te'eles Chiyuvi. And the Guf of Melacha and the Tetzah, the opposite outcome of the Guf Adover. So it comes out, what is the Mishnah Berurah understanding? He says, we look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a case of Choshim, took over the Cyrus for the Ur over here, that makes it Tzrich L'Gufoy. The definition of the Melacha is a Tachlis of the Mishkan. They point out, how is the Mishnah Berurah passing in an idea of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy? He said, now, Mahamina, I thought that the case of the Mishkan was what? The Sar. Oh, what's Tzrich L'Gufoy? Sar. But Maskon reversed, what's the case of the Mishkan? The Ur. What's Tzrich L'Gufoy? The Ur. That means he's going like Taisus. And that's how they the definition of Melacha Tzrich L'Gufoy is we look at the Mishkan.
In the
in the Rivash, yeah, in the Rivash. It seems like he went that way, right? He's very happy that way. I got some Mechab that way. Atzad HaSheni, those being on the Rivash, not that way. The Klevis, the Beis Yitzchak, the Masham, that's saying for Keret. The definition is Te'elis Chiyuvis Beguva Dover. I want this Iris. I, why Chayv over here for? Echonamit, Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy. That's what was in the Mishkan. The Chshivit Mitzad is to give the Mishkan. That means we see, first of all, we discuss how is the Mishnah Berurah passing in the gate the definition of Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy? Is it Rashi Ramban or Tosfos? Over here, Kamam Forish is going like Tosfos. Kamam Forish that way. This is the Ora that Nishmas Odom does point out, that if you know a little bit about the Mishkan, he tells that they did not take off the Cyrus of the Tchoshim to get to the covering of the Tchoshim. They want the Cyrus, they want the colors there. He points out that the Ora on the Rivash, and was quoting it, that this is not what happened in the Mishkan. Well, say maybe it's Lav Dafka. It means they need to take off by the Oros, the Elam take off the Cyrus, which is the Ora, Shtak Ora, and you learn the Sugya to get to the Mishkan. My father says it's true, like Nishma Saltim.
And the article
says so. Yeah. 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 Fine, so Klan, first cloud. What is the definition of Melacha of Gezes? Three options. Either you have the definition of Melacha of Gezes is for the Tzemer. I, Y, Chayv over here, either have places as Yudo, or you have the Goin, or you have the Magar Avram. You have a second option, the Bialacha went, the definition of Gezes is for the Or. A third option is, how the Ramban says, the Ran, Stifle explains, the Maisa Tila, Maisa Afrodo. Separating it, and either side of the Maisa you want, is the definition of Melacha of Gezes. The Shaitzin in Simchat Gimel, Sukkot Ayin Beis, points out, what's Nafkamino? He said, either way, it's Eivin Isser. It's very clear. Now, this question only negates if it's Eivin Isser Reiso or Eivin Isser Abonim. But any way that you look upon it does not make a difference to Eivin Isser. I mean, we're discussing what defines the Melacha to get to the Reisos. But at the end of the day, even if it's not the way to walk on Hashem, you still even Issa Drabbanon. A second klal. The Gemara compares the sugya of Oikadov Megduloi, a case of Kleitzer. What is Kleitzer and what is Grazes? What is the difference? Come on, the Chodim say Grazes is dafka something that's a Baal Chai. An animal, person. Mashenki is something that even if it grows, a tree, fruits and vegetables, it's only a case of a daimim, that's not nichol get of glazes. That means to be in the category of the malach of glazes has to be a Baal Chai. Building upon this leads to the third cloud. You cut off a person's finger. Is that glazes? You took it off from him. Tilshom also might be, but it's also nichol get of glazes. But until Tilshom for sure. But is it glazes or not?
Why not?
So first we have a Forshi Gemara Kuvav. The one discusses, but Kilkil B'chaburo says, Rav Abahu Yichayev. Where are you chayev from? Learned out from the Sugya of Milo, that we need a Pasuk in the Torah to matter you Milo. Correct the Achronim. If you're nechal get of glazes, I'll tell you why. We need a Pasuk to matter glazes on Shabbos. Elamai, you're not even the Issa glazes by the Parish of Milo. So why need a Pasuk for it to matter that Kilkil B'chaburo is chayev? A massive Chiddush Kilkil B'chaburo is chayev. Yechon wants to argue. How we paskin, we shall already machloch, paskin, Rabbi Yechanan. So we see the Gemara saying, there's no din of glazes by the case of Milo. Agam the Isla Oro, the Isla Shitim Kubetis, it says by Milo Oro, the Isla of glazes. The Minchas Chinach, the Sam Saiv, it brings it down that way. Yishlot. But Pashit me forces to give here, the glazes, you're not even by the Isla Negate to Sugir of Milo. Question is why? What defines glazes? What's not glazes? So among the Achonim, there seem to be like four ways of saying over Kamath the same idea. The way the Rishasi says over in the Sugya Erevim Dafkav Gimel, he says the definition of glazes is something that grows back. You cut it grows back, cut it grows back. Your cyrus grow back, your nails grow back. But your arlo doesn't grow back, your finger doesn't grow back. That's not nothing to get of glazes. One way of saying it over.
Even with the glazes, we're not just if the goof, so that won't be right. Even if you would say it's glazes, but in case of Mingo, it's not the
Echel Oh, so those get about with the Echel they want to say. Depends how you learn the Sugya, mask it. I mean, I'm still going further. Maybe Malach Shem Tzichel Gufay. He discussed this point over here. Maybe Malach Mitzvah Tzichel Gufay. It depends. We hold Malach Mitzvah. Depends who Shiti going in. Abuda. Interesting question. That means they address this issue. That means they thought it is glazes. Then they get involved with other stories. I mean, you think it is glazes with Klolim, right? That means the assumption I think is it's not glazes.
See, that's why I'm telling you, if you're doing glazes on a behemoth, that's not what.
No, that has to be a lie. It has to be a Baal Chai, an animal.
No, but it's not going to grow back.
The thing itself is Shaykh to Pasha Grazes. A second way the Chorim is saying it over is anything that's extension of the body. That something Grazes is not the body itself. Cutting off the finger is not Grazes. That's the body itself. Even the Chanish goes away by Sitzchok. Something that's an extension. Your Cyrus is an extension. So you point him in the get of extension. Cain said that Tildov says a drop different. He says, you look at what causes pain. You cut off your hair, there's no pain. That means it's right, it's not part of your body. You cut off your nails, no pain. You cut off the orlo, you cut off your finger, there is pain. That's something that's, you look at the getter, pain defines it, is nichol get of glazes or not. A fourth way of saying it over, the Minchas Chinuch says, something is derech to cut, something is derech to shear. It's derech. What? But your skin starts off, you rip off your skin, is that way. It might come off slowly, it might be your abundant in better situations. But the etzem, skin is your body. What? There is no pain, that's why it's more, that's why it is grazes, right? But there is no pain, there is grazes. Right? You hear, there is no pain, there is grazes. Until Dove says, sits in, there is grazes.
Why? What's pain?
Because it starts opening part of your body. First of all, it hurts a little bit. You're ripping something. It's not here.
It's
in there.
It's not that.
It's a.
No, but you ripped it open. No. It's not. It's a bonds.
There's no pain when you cut it open. It's good.
There is
pain.
It's a. Make your bonds when it's saying yeah.
Again, when you sit in the bathroom, you do a clear chayiv, right? So good. In that moment, there is no pain. You chayiv, you do a clear. Sit in. Minchaschinach, his way, how he said over the definition, something derech the cock, something derech to grazes, that nichel together of grazes. At least not the derech, not nichel together of grazes. Again, the full way of saying, maybe get enough comedians how to say it over. But of course, the full way of saying over, come out the same idea. You have to know, there are differences. I mean, one saying is extension of the body. Those saying the definition of something goes back. Those say the definition is, look if it has pain or not. Those say the definition depends how you cut things off or not. Now, this again, maybe bring out the differences. Someone has a tooth. You take it out on Shabbos. It's a nichel neged of grazes. Now, if you just start clearing, is it going to grow back? If it's a child tooth, maybe you can start clearing. Yeah, adult tooth, certainly not. So, of course, not because of grazes. Is it extension of the body, not part of the body? You can argue yes, like your Cyrus. Like the case of the Tzipanayim over here. Is it a nechel neged? You have pain or not? So, look, you have pain, we take out the tooth over here. Is it something that's a derech to be grazes? Not derech to be grazes. So the Maaseh comes out, looks among the Achoinim, it's a machlokes. Tzil David says, not nechel neged of grazes. There's Chosen, there's a neged of pain over here. The Bina, the Ol Yaakov, or Shulchan, the Matano, is nechel neged of grazes. I mean, it depends how you say over the geder, what definition of grazes is. It could be a second half, you know. When you get to Loch and Sepeis, it says, Os lachto chabels megufoi, bein biyad, bein bikli. Now, the case of Yabels over there, what happens when the Yabels is lachto? It's alive. Taking it off is nichel neged of grazes and not nichel neged of grazes. You could start saying it's extension of the body, it's not part of your body, this word over here. And get involved, is it derech to cut off, not derech to cut off? Does it cause pain? Maybe it does cause pain. So you get involved with different ideas over here. Is it extension? Does it grow back? Certainly does not grow back. I hope it doesn't grow back. So was nichel under? Meister the Magavam brings down, Mishmur brings down Magavam, that nichel neged of grazes deraisa, the loik Rambam. You should know what it means to look Rambam. We come down to Chodesh Shailo, and they want to say Nichol Grizes Deraiso. I mean, they seem to understand some of the extension of the body. The Gam is not looking for growing back. You start clearing about pain, not. They sound to understand Nichol Get of Grizes Deraiso. Others are doubting, is that so? My Kabbalah submission wants to say why. Maybe it's the bottom. Again, the words of Makavam is look Rambam. A third not meeting in about with is by the umbilical cord when a person is born. Cutting off on Shabbos, what exactly is the Isser? Simon Shalom and Siv Zayin, cutting off on Shabbos, is it the Reis of the Rabbanon? Well, let's analyze it. Does it grow back? It doesn't grow back. Every doctor will tell that it doesn't grow back. Is there pain? They say there's no pain. Is it extension? Yeah, death cut off. Is it death cut off? Is it Reis of the Reis or not? Or the Reis of the Rabbanon? The Bia Locho, Migzan Machloikis. Those want kind of the Reis of. Or it's extension of the body, not part of the body. Others want to disagree. So again, it comes out l'chura, how to say it over exactly, will come out of the shell of when is it deraisa and when is it rabbanon, by again, whether negate your teeth, you can argue maybe the case of the milo, negate the umbilical cord, or the case of a yabelis that's lach over here. A fourth call, negate the cutting things off. The mission is very clear that beyad, we paskin is the rabbanon, bekli is nichol negate of deraisa. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, and he's coming from the Taz and Simon Shinlam Avob. We say the idea of yad de kli. It's not a din yad. It's not a din kli. It's a din derech. Derech. That means the derech to, let's say, to pluck a chicken, even if it's alive. Let's say put the sugat sabal chaim to the side because you're doing a makom tzarech, like it says in Eben Ezra Siman Hey, the makom tzarech mitzarech for you. Allow pluck from a chicken. If that's a derech, it'll be chayiv. If it's a case of a shinoi, it'll be rabbanon. Therefore, the mishmor comes out by an oif. Bein mechaim, bein achamiso. Taking off the skin, mice and nichel neged of deraiso. Masha inkin by behemo, Mishabura says in that case, only achamiso will be a case of deraiso there. Now, so again, we have the definition that's not in yad and kli, it's in the question is, what is best in the derech? They do discuss, interestingly, that let's say people when they shave, they want to be machmer and only use cream and not a shaver. They discuss using that cream with whatever they take off with a popsicle stick, let's say, in a situation that's not sharp. Is that a case of yad? Is that a case of kli? Is nichel of question on Shabbos? Rabbanon case of deraiso? Is nichel get of derech? The David Meshur must say nichel get of yad. Did Rabbanon, the Har Tzvi, Bortam and Chesitzchon says, what do you mean? If that's a derech, nichel get of deraiso. Again, we have a fourth klal that derech defines when's Rabbanon, when's deraiso. A fifth klal is that even though we're saying things about someone growing on your head, you should cut off your hair, growing on your fingers, cutting off your nails, it's deraiso. But things that are dry right now, even though your belt is dry, still says Mishpul Makarvam, you even Issa Dirabonim. I mean, even though right now it's not alive, the Kodav Lamaisi even Issa Dirabonim. Now, fine, so first get the five club clear. We came out to 5 points over here. Number one, what's the Mohus of the Malacha? We came out, we have three options. Either the way how the Makarvam is Tzarech the Tzemer, the words of the Mishpul is Tzarech the Or, the way how the man said over is the Maisa Afroda. The second cloud, the idea of Gleiz is only a Bal Chai, not by Doimim, not by Ketzev Tzemeach. A third cloud, even by a Bal Chai, there are ways of saying over the extension of the body, something chutz, they have to cut off, something has no tsar, that is Daf Gleizes, meaning only Tzipranayim, only Ketzev Cyrus, only dry skin, but not cutting off a finger, cutting off a finger is not Nechel Ketzev Gleizes. A fourth cloud is Tolish Biyad is Drabonon, but really depends upon the definition of Derech. If it's the derech, the bichayiv even by the kefal ifis when it's alive, by behema derech only achamiso. And the fifth klal is that even though tolish is dried up, is coming off over here, still the nichlan isa drabonon. The if and they get to yabelas, they get titzin, they get to sparin, and wave is off, still even isa drabonon. Now to go through different cases built upon these five klalim over here. First, we have a lochan simen shinchov ches and sif lam and aleph. Over there, discussed that a person has either a nail that's off-rave, or tzitzin, you have cuticles over here. When it's not a case that's off-rave, to cut off your even issa d'oraisa, in the case of a kli. However, it says in Gemara Daf Tagalim Beis, if you have four tanoim, then it's mutter on Shabbos. Number one, if it's pirish rave, drop on them. It's serif, if a case of a biyad, joshinoi. It's serif, it's parish klape milo. Since you've been mokum tsar, then it'll be mekel. Those four, if you're missing any of them, you won't have this heter. That was klape milo. The mechaber b'gzam b'chalikis Rashi and Tosfos. One understands it means b'tzad the guf. One means b'tzad away from the guf. And since we're not clear which one, it says the mechaber were machmer. We can't follow what the gemovia says because we do not know which one is it this way or that way. Now the mechaber comes out. We have no heter. Negates the sugya of clearly by the case of tzitzin, by the case of cuticles. What about by the case of Tzipor Naim? By nails? By nails, what's Klape Mila? Is it Klape Mila? Is it Klape Mila said only by Tzitzin, by cuticles? Or by the case of Tzipor Naim? Oh. So those who want to tie note, Lechor, who says that Shaykh, and therefore by negating nails, you only need three Klolim? If in the case of Roiv, and Sar, and Biyad, and Chabas Lamai should be Mutter. Should be Mutter if that's the definition that Echnami did not need a Klal. And best if you read the Chayodom, you read the Kitzur slowly, they say the locha or that you need Klape Maila only negated Tzitzin and not the Tzipor Naim. Bur Tam of the Shmir Shabbos Pachosoy, the Orcha Shabbos. Asada Sherni, the Shulchan Shloima, the dime from Mir Lito a few hundred years ago, the Eshel Avram, Muchacho, they say, no, it goes in both. Klape Maila maybe means away from the body, towards the body, Maklar. Therefore, the Ismach Kniaski or Shev Kossi, they come along and say, no, you have to be Machmer. Even the Gerti nails, and since you're not sure which way is Klape Milo, you won't have a heter on Shabbos. So, again, it's either means, maybe it means towards me and away from me, or maybe there's cut sideways, not cut this way, I'm not clear. But they come along and say, it's a machlokes, it does apply by also Tzipor Naim, and therefore there's no heter. What's your machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos?
What's
the
place for the three conditions?
It's yeah, but yeah, I think we're not talking about us, but our cuticles, which Klape Milo, we're not in pain. Are we in pain? So I don't know if we have the head to sound in pain. We have all three by us. A lot of people by us can have, can be right, can be a case of Klape Milo, can we want them this way, want them the other way? It can be a case of Biyad. I mean, this is not in pain. Would you have a head to if you're not in pain? You might play with it. I don't think you're in pain. I don't think you'll have a head to.
No,
but
the question is,
if it is
Mitzaris,
it's not
Klape
Milo. If you learn Tzipor, you don't want that, the Gemara is very clear. Gemara says, need Klape Milo. That's an interesting question. They do discuss why that's so, but the Gemara says you need that Klape.
Well, the Mitzaris change, then they
had Tzad, they were doing that. It could be, it depends what type of cuticle you had.
Anyone ever had Tzad?
The people tell me they do have Tzad. Sometimes they do. Depends how, actually, it depends how deep it is. If it's deep, it hurts a lot.
But if you take it off, just another more.
I think so also, so I try not to. But they say if you cut it, if you rip, really pen, you pull this way, it hurts more. But if you pluck it, it doesn't hurt more.
Maybe Maybe tzaras, I mean, it doesn't really bother you if you leave it, but when you just moving around your hands, every time you touch something,
it's not, again, I'm the gambit of it. Me, I don't see the pain there. If you tell me there is pain, you're fine. People tell me there is pain, I don't see any pain. A second case to get to this idea is when people have cooked chicken and their sire is there. So you take it off, mitigate the chicken, whether mechaim or miso, and even in the case of achab, you see my case of behemah, to play, take it off yad and nechon esed deraiso. First they get the bar also. First they get the sugar glazes. You have chicken, they serve it to you. This hair is there. Can you pluck off the sire from the chicken? Can you take it off on Shabbos? What did mommy say? Bayer. My mother says Bayer. Unless we get a glazer, they won't come to answer Bayer. The mama zucked, the mama zucked. But the mice first is Zayas ran in a few hundred years ago. He says, Avadi and Nichol get him glazes. He totally something off over here. He said, maybe it's a Mlocha Shane Svichel Gufoy. Because who wants the Cyrus? They point out Lachora. That's how you learn. Go the idea for the Tzemer, you Nichol get a Mlocha Shane Svichel Gufoy. When the Mishabruah is beside the orb, beside the chicken, we're doing a shell of a derice over here. Coming to Masakit, you're coming to, you want the chicken without the air.
Why do you want chicken without the air? You don't want it to look nice. So you
want don't do it look nice. I want the chicken without the air. Come make it better. I want this. If you're catered with Sony, and even not that way, you still you don't get it until you don't want it. When I have long hair, is it because I will look nice or someone don't want long hair? It's a chatzis of my filling. So, so the little mice say is Machmer, there's the Orchis Chaim and the Chabot Neil and there's the Marasham, Shiras Yaakov, Kavachaim, and brought down today by the Nom Zilber, Shmir Sham Kil Chosse, Shem Kosse. They say taking off the Cyrus Nichol the Isidorites of Grazers. Asada Sheni, numerous Achorim disagree. There's an Adara this way, Mariel Diskin, Iskazuta, the Har Tzvi, Chaim No, but Moshe passes Lakula, the Abatina goes this way, and Moshe finds his Shuva about this, says it's Motor. Yeshki says mutter. Now we don't go by numbers. We want the numbers that I have written down 26 on Mekel and 13 on Machmer. That's literally 2 to 1. My sub being Mekel. Now, what?
Mishmur says Shela. That's this case?
I do not understand Mishmur being this case. Now, what is for Sim Mekel? Whether you have an Isaac Taino, why is it not Nichol get of Grazes? So the Baker 5 Soros. Well, let's try to stick over 3 svaras. One question is in general, is there by Malachas Negev to Eichel? Well, he actually says the Arav by Bar, but you need the Klom of Bar. We'll get the Klom of Bar. Okay, okay, we'll get. So first, there is a question in general. Maybe there's no Lamtes Malachas Negev to the Sugya of Eichel. That means by Makapatish. There's a Mishmu and Simichin Yechaz, Maskone is not applied by Eichel. A Sugar Machatech, ain't Machatech by Eichlin. Sugar of Korea, there's no Korea by Eichlin. We see Vakert, by Megabin, by no, it is by Eichlin. We see by Ma'abin, we'll learn today, that it ain't even by Eichlin deraisa, but it is Drabonon. Sometimes by the Malachas, that's Machlaikis, like Zaveya is Machlaikis, and there, Ikwa and Michael. And by Teichin, it's Machlaikis, and there, Ikwa and Machmer. So you have to get about which malachas, yeah, which one, no. I just said, I think Berak Tamalachas over here. Some mutter, some deraisa, some drabonim, some machlokes. One as far as they bring down, like we have with, when do we say these malachas by Eichel, come on the Mogan Shol, and our three and others, one taino, we don't say by glazes. They have to find why that's so. Minchas Osher has the Minchas Osher want, he puts all the malachas together, says which malachas, yeah, which malachas, no. One says there's no glazes by Eichel. One swear. But Moshe Truman discusses the gate to taking off the hairs on your chicken. He did not come up with this svara. He has all the svara numus achonim bring with. His words are kmurutim vo'indim. They already are disattached. Again, they're physically there. They're dried up. They're going to fall off naturally. You touch them, they come off very easily. And therefore, it's not any chshivas as if you're taking off anything. You just come, they fall off very kal, very simple. That's not nichlan together of a malacha. I got with the chiddush because we learned the sugya of Yabelas. There, no one's machalik how much dried up it is. But chicken, after it's cooked, has no chshivas of taking off anything. It comes off very easily. Moishev a moisho, v'oid, especially over here, the person thinks he's doing a malach over here. Kein that dia psikus talish is a chshivas of the malach you're doing over here. Not nichol the gedav doing a malach, not nichol the gedav goizus.
What's that?
He has two ways of saying. He starts off saying it's kumut v'oimdim. It's a way disconnected. Gam is physically there. But it's kumutim vo'imdim, And in Moisiv, not nichol negeda malacha. It's like psikas tolish. Not no chshivas doing anything. No glazes over here. Not doing anything. That's psikas tolish. Yeah, that's what he says. The Maisa mitzak glazes again. Achloikas numus of akilim. The main child they have a bayam tzav sugil boru. Now boru beetzim is osir. It's one lam tzav malachas in the raisa. How the place can give you four eights how to deal with boru to get the feather on the chicken. One of Moshe says very simple. You put it inside your mouth and you take out the feathers. Everyone knows by the watermelon. You put it inside, you take out the bits. Put the chicken in your mouth and you take out the feathers. It's the Maisa Achila Derech Achila. A second way of saying, oh, Laharis Nosson, he says, when we take all the feathers, take some of the skin with it. We take Eichel and Pselis together from the Eichel. Everyone knows we want to take off some of the fat from the meat, take some of the meat and the fat together. We'll be nichel together, but Moshe has a third interesting idea, had to over here. It says nichel neged of klipo. That means to peel an orange on Shabbos, eifer, seven dech eichel. Since it's a covering, you're taking it off to eat la'alter is mutter. He says you want to eat the chicken la'alter, malachas man, you'll have a head to be the sugi of klipo. You take off something that's particular, you can't get to the skin over here. You can't get to the chicken.
Can't get to the skin without,
it's a chiddush, it's a chiddush, I'm asking. The way a fox is over, he says, you learn the klolim, the loch is you can take. So it's Michael. So he said, very simple, hold the feather and take the chicken away. Fine. That means everyone discussing that it has the din of burr. But you do the clone of burr, then the mice will be water. They discuss the third malacha. Why is it not nichol get him a machik? So when they got the chicken over here. So they actually come up with machik, the loch is an end of the simon shinuch of alif, aim a machik ba uchlin. Agam the Ramah says, a mach metal of brochel, you should have that applies in this situation over here. Now the gate goes is. Focused on people. We just finished chicken. We get to people who are the three avenues where this calls. They get to their skin, they get to their tzipanayim, and they get to the cyrus, the hairs. They get to the skin, first they get to people's skin, per se. They say that a person's skin over time naturally sheds. They say, for example, the head of the scalp, over 30 days, the skin constantly changes, goes away, and it constantly sheds. The idea of kaskasim, or dandruff, it's better when your body is supposedly shedding too quick. Instead of taking 30 days, which is the natural way, 20 days, 50 days, going quicker, and therefore you have the dandruff. The question is, removing dandruff on Shabbos, is that nichol neged of geizus? So first, there are two places it could be. It could be either attached to your scalp, or it could be a case that came off your scalp, but it's inside your hair. The place can be very clear, when it's inside your hair, it's not attached to a living entity, a vad not nichol neged of geizus. Again, I was talking maybe muksa, boru, why is that boru, why is that muksa, but it's not, if it's not attached, a vad not nichol neged of geizus. The problem is when it's attached, and you want to take it off. The chur of the sore is, ayin mice is dry over here, dry this little, or even this drop on them. That's the case for Abelis. B'shabruah magavram. Therefore, they bring down the Issa Moshe in this question, the Shemir Shamas, Paskins, and Sefer, and Mechaim Kinevsky, and Chodeshani, and others, say, you have a bayam inside the sugi of geizus. Drop on but nichol neged of geizus. Ralph Falcon, others. Get to that. Void says the Sefer Klolim, lab dafka by case of adult. Children, I have a kid right now, I checked his head last night. He has his cradle cap. He has his things that look like dandruff, which I'm not sure what exactly it is. And take off the cradle cap on Shabbos, the tiny attached part of his skin. Take off the same shiloh, negate the sugya of dandruff. Geizus. Now there is a Nishma Shabbos. What? Asada Shady, come on the Nishma Shabbos. And he wants a taino. The idea, similar to what he said by the case of chicken, he wants a taino, conclusion of them. It's dry completely, it's not attached, it comes off very easily. So, first, a couple of things. The idea that it comes off easily, that's attached but comes off easily, the mice by the case of Abelis, the words of Mishmu is, I feel you have Vesha, Vimendis, the Sparach, the Besaif, but Asma, feel off the altar. Mishmu is not Machalik, because anything straight up comes off, it's coming off eventually. Still even now, it sounds like in every situation, when they take off the dandruff, sometimes it comes off very easily. They can argue the point, maybe a similar case of chicken. A lot of times it doesn't come off easily. You're taking it off. So Nishma Shabbos says, he quotes Nishma Shabbos, says asks it, he wants to argue with him. The newest form, Tain L'Chuyah, even Issa Mishan, the Sugar Gazes, especially in Laftan, is not just the things that come off easily, the touch fall off. Now you can argue the point, maybe Mikan Lakan. But usually what happens, you're taking it off. Well, that's the Bayam Tzadah Sugi of Graces. That's the Abelis, that's dry. However, But let's say you're in pain, you scratch your head. We do mitzvahs to give ein mechaven. Then come along Rafael, come along Sefer Klolim. Let's analyze it. It's ein mechaven. Psikratio, let's say. Let's say in Kibdo, not psikratio of Adit's mutter. Let's scratch your head. The case of psikratio. Now, if you're coming to make it snow, fine, that's mechaven. That's partial, that'll be also. You're not coming to make it snow. Right? You're coming to stop, you're scratching your head. It comes off. It's a psikratio. Of course, the case it's yovish, it's drabonon. The case over here is kilkul, there's no ticking over here. Of course, the case of klachayat, he wants to argue about, that's not the derech way of doing it over here. It's three drabonons.
That's the way to do it.
So you want to kind of, not scratching it, you maybe pick it off, kavono. But it's scratchy, scratching it, that's not the way of doing it in tightness. You can argue. So the question is two drop ones or three drop ones? That's the question over here. It's not tickets, it's a kilkel. It's yovish, or foul. And the same for klolim. So the question is two drop ones, three drop ones? It's not ticking. No, it's attached to the head. Again, people don't want the flakes, what's in the hair, that's mutter ready. What's in the head, they don't want it. But attached to the head, I don't think people really care. The problem is, it went off. It's off the scalp and in the hair. That doesn't look nice. Right. We point out when we look at on kuvav kuvhem base, somebody's not ticking, not kilkul. What is it? Parvo. What's parvo? Get of kilkul. So this is case of kilkul. Can say klachiyad. It's case of yovish drabonon. Mavaya. Tell my. We know we have a stewards. What to do with two or three drabonons? We have mishmuah and simin shemem. Sev Gimel, Mishmur Shalam Zayin be Machbar. We have Mishmur by us, Shina Zayin, Sev Gimel wants to be Michael. But Mokh Matzarech, person Bitzar, wants to scratch his head, is what to be Samechon. He's Bitzar.
He's
Bitzar. I said, what to be Samechon? Even not Bitzar, it's not clearing. If he's usual to go do it, how much he had to control his hands not to go do something? Interesting question over here. When there's a Mishmur said clearly smutter, all is discreet, the Chor comes out to do a balance. The Chachil to be Machbar, Mokh Matzarech, what to be Samechon. That's how it comes down the Cheshbon of Mishmur. Mokum Tzarek, what to be Samechon?
That's
only about the situation. I say about the situation, not about the situation. Then question even start. 100%. It depends on the person. A lot of people are Vada. Economy is solving. You're right. But most, a lot of people are Vada. The second case to get to skin, when a person has a sunburn, it dries up. Can you peel it? It's very fun. Peel off the whole skin. Can you go do that? The Mais Lechura, it's dried. It's Yabelis. Says the Bina Mishlam Zam, this is the question. Chodeshoni Rafalk, who you buy up is Isser. The guy might see the Bina Mishmir Shabbos, he wants to be Michael. Who are Api Svara? It's drying, it's peeling off your abelish. Should be also to do up on a third case when people have dry lips. Come on, the Bialoch, and it says, take off with your hand. Once you define the definition of Derech, is not the Derech meaning Yad versus Kli. Derech is what's the person going to do? I know I have dry lips. What do you do? Take it off with your hand. Therefore, nichol geder taking off on Shabbos and issa deraiso. See, people pick on the lips on Shabbos. You even issa deraiso. This is an interesting question: how far do you take the aside of biyad? Do you take it off with your teeth when you bite into it and peel it off? Is that nichol geder of derech? Yesh lotin. You can argue maybe. Do you look at people bichidim? Some of them do that. That's a derech. Look at Clolius. I think most people will not do it that way. Myself, simchal bottom when it brings you down, or ribiyat and have the yashbo. They come up and say, Deraisa, biting up, taking over, nichol to get over Deraisa, or Falco this way. It got me, it's hard to see it that way, because I think most people are doing them when they have dry lips, do it with their hands. I think doing the teeth is yesh lot of nichol to get over Derech. But either way, Shiloh, Deraisa, drop on them. So fine. Again, if you look at, the person per se, I'm not sure if you do it that way. Yesh lot, not clear. However, we spoke about already one time. Now, if you do it, it comes inside your teeth. You have a shell of eating it deraiso. Or a seik of sorrow. And therefore, you have to spit out. Otherwise, even the issa seik kunda mo and your day seven ayin test of eating a person. So it's a chayesh of toichlu. So make sure when you do bite it, even during the week, just spit it out.
Can you make it come very loose? Like, play around until you're getting it come very loose. Eventually, it's
going to fall. So I think there's a different thing. To make it loop, kavona, no. If you play with it, over time.
You don't have to make it all, just make it very loose.
You do kavono?
Yeah.
No, kavono, what are you doing making it very loose? I mean, you're disconnecting a little bit.
Why play around with the loser again?
It's bothering you, so you're playing around.
No, so he said two different things. That's two different things. And you said, Ein Mechavin, you said Mechavin. I think Ein Mechavin is not a problem.
Even though you know for a fact.
That's risk psych ratio, which is every. I don't know if it's a psych ratio every time. I know if you play with it, over a half hour will come off. Can you tell me where's the act of where? Can you tell me about this psych ratio? Every time it's Ein Mechavin.
What about a hangnail where it's more likely every single time it's moving, it's disconnecting the
joint? I don't think it's a hangnail every time you touch it. I think you play with it over a day, eventually it falls off. I don't think it's any psychic ratio.
So you're playing with these things the whole Shabbos, even though you know it will come up?
Tell me where the psik ratio is. Any miskavim? Any miskavim is mutter.
Any
miskavim is mutter.
So you let him do it?
You're not miskavim to take it off. You're miskavim to play with it. People play with things.
No, you want that. Imagine you get
to use
the
kavanah.
So whatever I want, but not kavanah for that. It's nichle. In nichle, there has to be first a psik ratio. Nichle without psik ratio is mutter. Not psik ratio. No, every time, again. Every time is not. Every time you play with it, not. You play with it over 10-hour period. Right? Every time is opposite ratio. I don't think so. Tell me this. I can't have a problem.
It's
an interesting question. When you call me here, get this to your graces. We're looking at your graces, right? You call me here 20 times. Psych ratio, take out your hair. You have 20 hairs or 3 hairs there? They point out, Lechura, the idea of graces, of psych ratio, is in the act of combing, you get 3 hairs. And they get about Lechura, depending on the Hakira of psych ratio, is it Hainuach or Kavonah? So they say, Bidir, it's all one act of combing, I'm finished. I play with it, I stop. Play with it, I stop. I think every time it stops. I mean, if you, Echlam, if it's one act of playing for the next 10 minutes, it's all one thing, you say maybe it's psych ratio. You play and stop, play and stop, play and stop, that's stopping. I comb now and I comb later.
Taking off part of it's okay?
No, also. I don't think every time you play with it, part of it comes off. You tell me that's not the way, it's not the way.
Disconnecting partially is Chatzishir?
I think so, yeah. I think it's Chatzishir. I think it's just good, yeah.
So it's not taking it off?
You took it off.
It's still
connected. So it's still to go, it's right in a certain place.
Why don't I say slightly that I went on the pillar by the Machlokes by Tzitzel? Machlokes with what's the matter? All things that are Kuna, no?
Why? Going back to Mechaba, why Tiyam Achbar? So that they come to the sugya of the Ran. If either there's Alocha, let's say Sabda Mon Lekulo, you're not sure when to keep Purim, Sveika, when Tveria, other places. The Maisa, they get a vow to keep 2 days Purim. Why? Because if you do a Sveika, you keep neither one. If the Slavic end up being neither one, so what happened? You keep Rashi, Motu. You end up being knocked away the whole entire Alocha. If you knock away the Alocha, there's no to the Sabda Mon Lekulo. It's around the Megillah. Shach and Klo, Svek Koviot. And the Shach Koviot says it by all cases. When you're not going to Abonon, we don't say that way. Let's go Pshan and Mechaber. Mechaber says to me, Machaber. I think the Korban Eidah on the back of the Frank Wam says it's there. It's yes, Kasha. Kufresh Ayin in the Frankel, whatever Kufresh Ayin, Korban Eidah. He's the one in the back of the Frankel, the one who's Kofresh Ayin, he's the one Iskasha. I think that's, if I remember, that's his terms. Fine, that's the gate to first the skin. The gate to person C for 9. The gate to his nails. First is a known Chadish Adinim van Hogus, Perikur Gimel, that says he saw a person biting his nails during the week and he told him, Atom Merchel Shabbos. Person in the week bites his nails, gets used to his ruggle, ends up doing it on Shabbos, he's a Merchel Shabbos even during the week. Chad Knievsky, the Ist, and he told him, Nichol Geta of Gar Mechil Shabbos. Now, that's first of all, during the week, don't do it. You should train yourself not to go do it. On Shabbos, you see a person banning into it, come on Nishma Shabbos, and says you have to make a machol against him. It's not Masasik. Masasik means he does not know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing, just in a certain level, a low level. He doesn't match him. It's not Hergel. Right, we spoke that out. We said Nichol Geta of Shergel Chura. Right. So, Chura, Pashas, and you do something. We had a choice. Then we spoke out to get to Davning. You have a choice. Either Davning is not a Shemon Esrei. We point out this question is asking, is they get to Shemon Esrei, the first of Chaim in Al Rambam versus the Chasnish. You have a choice. Either your Kavanah, either your Shemon Esrei, or your Misasik is not Shemon Esrei, or you have a lower level Kavanah, and they have a Bayan Shabbos. You have to pick your poison. That was we came out of the Sigur. Well, Pashas, I think, Nichol Geta of Mischavin, just a lower level Mischavin, like the Chasnish against the Chaim. So if so, it's Shagig. Shagig and Shabbos, you have to make a Machal against a person. Now the gate nails, the main tumble over here, come along the Meshmur brings down the gate when Isha gets the nails, Lela Tefilo. The question is what to go do, and you have 4 options. She gets either to go push off the Tefilo, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, or a second option, does he clean underneath the nails? A third option, do a case of Goy, case of a Shinoi. Fourth option, a case of Goy, Kedarkoi. Those are the 4 options. Now the Shaila is that we have a Loch in Yodei, Simakul Sadeches, and Sif Yudches. Over there, Mechaba says Minni Klai Yisrael is to go cut the nails before they go to the mikvah. Let's say she begat, Lochan Sif Chof, says the Ramah, meaning Minni Ashkenaz, she has to go back to the mikvah. She begat to cut her nails, come back to the mikvah during the week, she goes back. Now, once she goes back, the question is, how to apply this negir to Friday night? And Betzim, there are five questions. The Shach, because the Kesef is marach with, the Taz is marach with this question, to answer what to go do Friday night. The kids to the questions and the kids to the answers, not go to each one by riches. Question number one is, what is the mohus mlocha of geizes? What is this case? Is it mlocha tshichel gufoy? Ain't tshichel gufoy. You pass the shimon, you pass the gemido. That's one question. The second question is, when Isha goes over to Goy and says, cut my nails, or puts it into his mouth to go bite, is that nechel get a messiah? Messiah ain't by mamish? Messiah yes by mamish. The third question is, the ghetto of going back to the mikvah, and the chiv of kreitzer, cutting off the nails for the mikvah, is that an inyan ba'amo? Is it a chumim ba'amo? Or is it a chayiv mamish? It's a din, it's a loch. Under what level, under what category, are mechayiv and isha to go cut the nails? A fourth question is, the ghetto Shabbos per se, is do we have a heter, b'mokim mitzvah of a deraisa to go get a good go to? That means there's a bal iter, a four time of the Ramah in Reish Ein Vav, that brings down a shita that says to go tell a goy b'mokim mitzvah, b'mokim mitzvah, to go do a malacha deraisa is mutter. We pass on this bal iter. We'll get to. That's just the fourth question. And the fifth question is, by we have a locha in Simon Shin Zayin in Sefei, that case is shvus to shvus. Mokum mitzvah is mutter, a drabon like you're saying. Is the case of Shush Shush by Mlocha Shain Tzrich Lugufai, is that, can that count as the second drabon and come on to be Mekel? Those are the ik of the five questions that the Dulachim are married with. The kids are the answers. First question, is a Mlocha Shain Tzrich Lugufai a Tzrich Lugufai? Well, let's analyze it. First of all, are we using the Tzipanam she cuts off? Not using it. According to Taisvis, according to the Goyin, according to Magavam, it's Vlad Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Why is she doing it for coming to Miyapa or Guf? Doing Mitzah Mitzvah. Mitzah Mitzvah, we know Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay with Mokka Mitzvah. Rashi Shita and Kuf Hema Beis. It's called Ein Tzrich L'Gufay. Doing Mitzah Mitzvah Shubay. That's Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran. Ein Tzrich L'Gufay. But Oide point out, even twice the hold that Nichol Geder Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufay Mokka Mitzvah, she Agav holds that's warning for the Tzemer. Is Nichol Geder Ein Tzrich L'Gufay? But let's say even when we machmer both questions, since it's Siddur Tyro, Be'etzim, there's no mitzvah per se cutting off the nails. Not mitzvah cutting off the nails. We have to cut off the nails, go to the mikvah. There's no mitzvah cutting off the nails. Not Be'ap of the Gulf, there's no mitzvah Be'etzim. Is the Heksher? That means you had to cut already, you had to go do it. Then you can shell this Heksher mitzvah, definitely get a mitzvah. But even I don't think it's even a Heksher mitzvah. It's the way to go get do the mitzvah, you have to have this off. No mitzvah per se. They even said Siddur Tyro, Evada. She's telling a guy to go do what? A mlocha shein tzrich l'gufay. That's what it comes out aleph. Mlocha shein tzrich l'gufay, either way you want to look upon it. Second, what? We'll get to that, yeah. It's very important. Right. Very important thing he's saying. It's only get a guy to mlocha shein tzrich l'gufay. It's a very important statement he's saying. Me, for it is, the Isha, and for even the guy is. Certainly the guy is. A second thing is it Messiah in by mamash, yesh by mamash? So the Taz, he wants to tie the nichol geder messiah yesh by mamish. Isha's helping out. She herself has a baya. Meister, come out all the place, can go like the Shach. Messiah on Shabbos aim by mamish. Will still be miyuchad for mokum mitzvah. We pass the messiah aim by mamish. I mean, inside the Isha, there'll be no iser. Depends how you say over the rivash. You had four ways saying over the rivash. Depends how you say over the rivash. There's Mokka Mitzvah. We'll get back to Rivash maybe. We'll get to, I think maybe you're asking over here. What? True, the fact, even though he needs a lady, we hold the lochas, the come of the Sugya Makkah and Nikkah, the Sugya Makkah, over there we have a Pasuk. Well, otherwise, a Messiah we pass, especially again to Sugya Shabbat, Mokka Mitzvah, Messiah and my Mamish. A third question, is this a Chiyav Gomer, or is it in the Ba'amo? Maisa Mechava says you don't have to go back to the mikvah. The Mos says you do have to go back to the mikvah. The question is why to go back. Machlugin Shach Hatas and the Sugyo. The Shach says, first of all, a person has to go back even if she's Meshamish. If it's possible, she has to go back. He holds Ka'ol Oyman Lekotzes, Ki Kotzes Tommy, It's ma'akim in the chatzitza in the tefillah itself. Chayiv gomer. The Taz holds less than that. He holds if after tashmish you don't have to go back. His chashash mitzad underneath the nails, maybe it's not clean. We're not sure. It's a chashash ba'almo. Therefore, him it's also chayiv, but less of a chayiv. I mean, Taz has less of a chayiv to go back, and the nachmin is after tashmish you go back or not. We get the bal iter. We pass like the Taz. The kulo. We get to the bal iter. We stumble upon it by a case of derisus. The Mishabruan Simon Reish Ayin Vav says, Mokum Sar Kodal, the Geta Mila Nochri by the Rices, Baal Itu, we're not Samech upon. Hagam, the Moshe Truman, our Chaim Kilabay, Simon Samech, says we are Samech upon it. The Geta Sugyo of a Shwush to Shwus, but Mokum Mitzvah, as Mokum Shwush, Zuchel Gufay, part and parcel of that, my supposed to say yes, is part and parcel. Then we come down, Lochel Maisa, once we have these five answers, what to go do? Pasha the Taz, the Shitosoi, he comes out and says, Yesh by Mamish. She herself has a problem. And he holds Be'etzem, the idea of cutting off your nails is only Chashash not being Noki. It's not that much of a chayv like the Shach holds. Then he comes out, just clean it very well, and go to the mikvah without Issing and going. Issing and going, Yabayam, Tzad, Suki, Messayah. The Kohen the Taz, after Shimshu, we're not going to be Maker Chayzer, is Kain that category, clean it very well, and Maisa go to the mikvah. That's the Taz, brought down by the Chamsi, that's how he paskins. Asad Hasheni, the Shvos Yaakov, we're talking about the Pesach Shuvah, comes out of Ches, says, Fakert, a guy goes to go cut it, but Dafka al Dei Shinoi. It's not Dei Shinoi, you want to be Heter, you need a case of Shvos Yishvos. Asad Hashlishi, as most places go, the Shach's Maskon and the Kus HaKesef, Mogavim Ba'os brings it down, and Meshua went this way, he says, number one, is a guy al Dei Shinoi. If a guy cannot do it al Dei Shinoi, then do it Kedarkoi. That means the pasuk can come out beikar like the shach. They say that we paskin the ikar we have a locha have had to shush shush. Why am locha sheitzich lugufayi? The gedurit aydei shinoi. That'll be even better. That's it. Yeah, we'll get to it. That's how again very clear that the El Rabba passes away the Tzitzit Shabbos, the Sir Tyron in Yerodeya, Baruch Hashulchan went like the Mishabura, and therefore Shir Sheva Levi, the Chodashoni, the Badei Shulchan, they paskin on this malach over here.
So you have to ask them either
shoe,
it's hard enough to get
there. Oh, so first of all, now the question is practically what to go do. That means first of all, Kamana Evi Mikveh has a goy next to the mikvah. They're associated with the mikvah. I know on Flatbush, I assume will be also the same thing. The question is what to go do. They tell me, at least in America, you don't go over to knock the guy's house and put your hand inside of the guy's mouth. They tell me the Meister, he does a kedarkoi. But Berkowitz says you only have to, do not even have to ask the guy to do a Bashinoi. I think it's strange. That's not what you go do. I got a shemati over here that there are people told me, what do you mean? That's halacha. And we ask the guy to put it inside his mouth and let him bite it off. Mice said an interesting shayla last week. I have a close chaver. He's an oval. He's an insulation. His nails are very long, and he showed to me he's very long, and he wants to, I told him, the halacha is to bite it off. No problem. He's like, you can't do it. So I'll do it for him. You know, what's my bayah over here? He'll just bite it off very, very long over here. The Maisa, they say over here that maybe Echanami, some of the mikvahs, they do goy b'shino first. Again, it's hard for me to relate to that. Maybe it's a different upbringing over here. And I know, at least in America, they go, like the Mishmur says, you can do b'shino, you do kedarkoi.
According to
now,
what?
I don't know if that's a shino. That's not that's a shino. Now, again, it said machine either with, it says over there, machine with your hand or with your mouth, right? No one says you left hand. No one gives you that answer. Now, it's getting late. According to the Mechav, you don't have to go back. Not a problem. The Benish Chai goes like the Ramos. You have to know what the Benish Chai does. That means you have to know what Benish Chai does. Now, what happens if you have no guy? Come along the Mishnah Berurah, based maybe beforehand. We pass in the Be'ikah like the Taz. That would be Chosh of the Shach. We don't have any Shach. We have no goy around. Echnami. We go like the Taz and to not creative. That means we do not pass in Go'im the Kotzikot's dummy. We pass in the Shash of Nikias. And therefore, to not creative. That means you want to know how to pass in. Mishmur says when you're stuck, go like the Taz over here. Wotan Lokal Meisa, by Moshe, by the Shulchan, the Chodashani, Shmir Shabbos. We do not push off Tfilas. We do the Tfilah. What to go do? First, you go to Bashino, you can go to Bashino, you can darkly, not darkly, then you do it to Nakar. Clean it all very well. Now, all this is negated to your fingers. Negated to your toes, says the Mishabruah. He sent you the Pesach Shuva and your day being done the Chumudaniel, the Baitos, the Avadis of Chumim Ba'almo. Therefore, the Geti Tos would not come home to be Machmer and be Chush to the Shachalmir. Therefore, in that case, the Avadis would only come home and clean it off very well. Now, there is an obvious question over here. What is the main Het over here? That means the Get to the Isha, the main Het is Messiah Eimer Mamish. The Get to the Goy, what's that there? Pashas, it comes out, it's a Shvosh to Shvosh Mokim Mitzvah. Where's the Shvosh? It's a Mokhah She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay. Why is it Mokhah She'ein Tzrich L'Gufay? Because that's it, I'm doing inside the Mitzvah Shvoy. I don't want a Mam inside the Sa'ar, I don't want inside the Guf over here, neither side I want it for. That's an Isha, every Friday she cuts her nails. And they're long. And she wants them to be cut off. That's what she does. Not nice to have long nails. We know the Sugan Daf Kuf Gimel, Kiv Egis points out that Flamal from Beis, every time it's Nichle, Nichle Gedder, or Tzrichle Gufay. So, in fact, the Nishmas Odom, that's his Kasha, and Numa Zach have a question, but let's say in a case where it's Nichle, it's Tzrichle Gufay.
Point the place in the grammar.
We said.
On the side, it goes with Mishabuah, the idea of taking the mitzvah of the goof, not mitzvah, tesis of the sire over here. So, if she is nichalei to have it short nails, she doesn't like long nails. Every Friday she cuts a nail. Every Friday. This Friday she even got. No, that's economic. It's not the case. That means Mishabuah has his hat too. Is his hat across the board, or you have to isolate it? Why are you cutting nails for? Do you want to have a cut? Do you have to ask her? That's number one. I mean, you have to realize at certain times.
It's like the mess. I'd rather not have long nails. The mess. I'd rather not have long nails. If I have long nails,
I want to cut. Fine, that's called Tzrich
L'Gufay.
Okay. So, in fact, this must. Okay. In fact, Shai Tfila, Imrabino, Parasimcha, Meir Koin, Kor, numerous times you have to ask a girl, is it Nichalei? If it's Nichalei, it's not Nichalei, get it, Kor of. I had to take a step further. After you cut one or two or three nails, the other seven now right now are bigger than the other ones. Is it nichalei for her to even out the other nails? Is it nichalei for everyone to cut out the nails?
My nails are always different sizes.
We know you're special. That was never a topic. We love you. You're amazing. You're terrific. But not everyone as special as you. Oh, that's great. Come on, the Bale Shulchan. Come on, Gila Seifu, Kinandeya, the old Isk. Very good. You took care of the first nail. But after a while, Vad is Nichele. Vad is Nichele, after you cut one, two, or three, you want them all to be even. What is he head over here? To cut the nails. I mean, the main head to the Mishnah Berurah you have to realize is once he said the Bivash. And the Bivash is one inside the person. He is not inside the person, he is inside the Mitzvah Shemoy. Here, Be'etzim, at the end of the day, whether she cuts every Friday, it's inside the person. Okay, so they cut every Friday, but now one, two nails are cut, still inside the person, me upper. Oh, that's the question we'll lead to. That's a very important question over here. That's what you said. You're saying, very important you said over here. Well, that's a bomb kashim. That means you could say, number one, maybe you go like, Tasis, Magavam, the Goin, that's inside the nails. Lach Hashem, you go fight. Which would not go that way. You could say that also, maybe Mitzav the Baal Itashito, as a case of the Rice, will be Mekel. I mean, you have to really, have two tzivos more here. Fine, we do not call it the Baal, without the tzivos of the Baal Itter. The question is, without the Baal Itter, without places over here, who are you, what is the head for Isha to go tell a guy to cut the nails? Mishino, you'll have a Itter. But Kedarker, what is the head? What's the head of Kedarker? So who you have to analyze, what exactly is the Miro, where is exactly the Noshaboy? When he is going to go do the pool of cutting it, who are what he asking? He is saying a pool of Itter. Just explain, the person tells the guy, take up the packages up two flights. Motor. He takes the elevator, but that's Atzmoy. Fine, that's him, not me. No problem. You guys can go do an act of Einem Eskavin. Cover the chicken's head. We saw already, Paiskim say, Magavam is Timachi Yidal Sakon Hei. Secretion by Goy is Mutter. Your mirror is Mutter, and he does something that is an Isser over here. I used to go to do a Malacha Be'etzem, there's no Isser over here. I used to do a Malacha Meisa Mitzvah. The mirror itself is not no is in the mirror. Now we get involved with the pu'ula. That means the mirror mitzadli soul is no problem. Meseya mitzadli soul is no problem. Now the question mitzad the pu'ula. Who's doing the pu'ula? The guy. The guy mitzad segregation, no segregation by guy. Mitzad is mitzavin to miyapiyu. He's not mitzavin to miyapiyu. He's mitzavin to do what he's told. He's being paid money to go to the block over here of cutting. I don't know if he's paid not to cut the nails. That's what he knows from the mikvah. That means his whole kavan over here, his whole idea is, this girl has to go, he thinks Lom is very nice, much nicer. He doesn't know what people are cutting him for. Rabbi says, no problem. Whatever Rabbi says, I'll go do. So that's Nichol to get up. It's not the guy, the Etzem Chorbi. Him is Mlacha Shein Tzvich Lugufoy. Him is maybe even Tzvich Lugufoy. Nicholai, Psekresha. There's no Amiro here. There's no Maisa Mitzad Damiro. There's no Maisa Mitzad the Polish boy. Any is over here. The Chor, there's no problem over here. Mitzad is Nichol to get up. Therefore, Shvush is Shvush. Mokam Mitzel and Maisa will be Michael. That's the Chor how you're going to have to answer why it's Mutter in all cases. Fine, so we went through nails, we went through the case of skin. Last case is the case of Cyrus. Combing your hair. Combing your hair is Alokha and Sivrish and Gimel, the Sivch of Zayin, the last Sivch over there. What is the Isser of combing your hair? We've discussed already the Chorus of Menapates, one of the Lam Tes Malachas. We pointed out that Menapates is not Nichol together, because Menapates has to lead to the act of spinning. People not spinning your hair is not Nichol together of Menapates. So can we comb your hair on Shabbos? So we pointed out the Chorus, there are three problems. Number one, the Magen Avraham brings down the Rivash. The Rivash inside first is very interesting. He says, person, why are we coming here for? Meshuftli askinan. People coming for being nice? Meshuftli? Come on, people don't do it. Come on, that's dumb. It's childish. No one's time coming here to be nice. Elamite, it must be the knots in the hair. Knots in the hair. Not comfortable. Doesn't look. Therefore, he's coming to be kavona to pull out the knots. No one's time coming to the hair. Or maybe the other. And people are coming here to get the knots out. The Rivash is saying over, Meshuftli askinan. We're doing it because the knots in the hair. He's saying in all cases. And it's a parallel, but the point is, men who act like women have the issue. Masker. He said that the baya of combing hair, number one, baya mitzvah sugya of kavono. See, women sometimes they have knots in the hair and they're pulling and they're yanking and they're yanking. Why they're knots? They want to get ripped. Now they're not getting the knots undone. They're ripping out the hair. Doesn't look nice. Definitely get up kavono. One issue. A second issue, the Beis Yosef, what they bring it down, made for the Rivash, and that's how the Shaitzim points out. Also, the Rivash is that when you come to part and make it look nice. It's any after the person not doing active raises. When you call me here, it's a psik ratio. The words of the Shartin is kip psik ratio to nichlei. It's nichlei to rip out ears. So you have a bayam which has a second sugar, psik ratio to nichlei. A third. He says kip psik ratio to nichlei. He says nichlei get nichlei to have the knots, these knots or these ears this way. It's a chiddush maskim. That's the Shartin points out. A third thing he says, you have a bayam which has a sugar of the nichol. The fact that you use a comb that people use during the week, you want to use it on Shabbos, comes in the hole. That means to matter combing your hair on Shabbos, you have to give three things. Number one, it cannot be mischavin. Number two, it cannot be psik ratio. And number three, it cannot be a case of kli that's used during the week, has to be kli miyuchel lekach. You take him all three, you let it comb your hair. Therefore, the oilim does, they get a brush that's soft. Therefore, it's not mischavin, it's not psik ratio. And the kli miyuchel. Now, what's the definition of kli miyuchod? It's machloikis, the Sereya, the Mishmura, and the Sharetim, Mingzan, the Maim Monachai. It cannot be something that you comb your hair with. Poor brush is not something you comb your hair with. Moshe says, why? Moshe says, the Maisa wants kli miyuchod, kli miyuchod. He wants to argue. He says, Be'ikil, let's be choish for the Maim Monachai. We want kosher to get something that's not a comb. Echlami can take anything that's not a case of psychiatrical, long as miyuchod for Shabbos. That means the machloikis, what the definition of miyuchod is, Mishmura says something that you do not comb with. And when Moshe says, Medina, that's not so, come, Yish Lachosh. We spoke out on the Sugya of Pei Anachos, when he saw the Mishabu at the end of Chelek Gimel, about combing here over there, is the Nichol get of Gezes. So again, we point out that Egle Tal says, by combing here, he somehow, by the Sheitel, he says the word Gezes. We say, Lachura cannot mean Gezes, and not Machem Geduloi. Doesn't mean Gezes. So could a person comb the Sheitel? We said the same thing. If it's not Miskavin, and not a psik ratio, which they say it's not a psik ratio, otherwise you kill the sheitel. And you have a klim yuchlekach, mais is mutter. That means negate you here and negate your sheitel, you need a three klolim over here. Not meskavin, not psik ratio, and klim yuchlekach. Now negate your Cyrus, we know by a little tefillah you have to cut your nails. Another thing you also have to do is chafifa. You have to comb your hair. Let's say Isha got to comb your hair. Or she did comb your hair, but got frizzy, got entangled together. Do we have the same shaila to get a goy to go do chafifa tour on Shabbos? Is it mutter or is it usher? So there's a marsham that brings down the sivus and wataina. This case is worse, it's usher. Maisa most poskim can go like Maral Diskin and Kuntrasachrin. They taina just like your matter on Sipur Naim to go over here to go get a goy to go cut her nails. We also negate the Cyrus, Kamalu by the Shulchan, Begal Seifin, the Shema Shabbos, all the say you get a guy to go do the act of chavifa on Shabbos. They want taino, even if it's nichle, you get a guy over here. It might be even better, because even the Taz, when he argues by Tzipor Naim, he said, why it's not a real chiyav? By chavifa, it's a chiyav. Everyone agrees it's a chiyav. So even the Taz, maybe will agree, could go get a guy over here. And what you get involved with, forget. But the case of Tzipor Naim is kavono. Over here, you can get involved with maybe nichle get a enemies chavin. Start clearing what exactly is the pool over here. Maybe not nichle get a kavono. Again, it's a guy. Yes, can guy do an enemies chavin by persecution is motor. The guy is doing it. What? I'm not sure. That's why I said the place could not go like the Sivis. Right. Sivis says it. It should not be that way. Just some other cases to end off with is that take the idea of Eidim Eschavin. Just a couple of cases to get to Eidim Eschavin. There's an interesting one, Chaim Palaji, about Shekhan and others being down. Say a person, when they blow their nose, the secretion to get out Cyrus from their inside their nose. Interesting case. My son, the Kavchaim brings down, the Shabbos brings it down, to get to say to older people, they say to blow your nose on Shabbos is osir. Now, I don't think Kaman ever is a psikratia, but if it is psikratia, it's a great question to analyze it. And it's Kavim, psikratia is nichal, is a loy nichal, of course, loy nichal, it's kilk, yeah, start analyzing it. You'll be imagine a tree wants to argue, say, my son, a couple of rabbons over here. My son, an interesting shadow, had to look upon it, and not numerous places contain it's osir. A similar case, but I don't think it's a psikratia. A similar case of this cost, when a person has to go to the Sherutim, a wipe himself, and again, come on the Ben Ishchai, Chaim Palaji, Nishma Shabbos, say, it's a psik ratio to remove Cyrus from there, who you have a baya, and says in Nishma Shabbos, you do not have a head to cover the brias, you even isn't the rice of grazes. It was a psik ratio. Again, for me, it's hard to relate to that as a psik ratio, but on the side, it's something to think about. You get to a third case of Ben Mishchavin, when a person, they wear a fur coat, which moving down over here, and also back to the Simushin Azayin. You have to be very careful, especially when you take out kinim. Hopefully, our four coats don't have that. You have to be very careful when you take out kinim, not be over the ishim inside the sugar of grazes. If you do an act as a nichel get up sick ratio, you have a problem, according to the same chassidim. The get to taking out kinim in a person's head, we also spoke out, even though it's not mischavin, to about the hearers, the place can say you should not use the comb. What you should do is best use your hand. The guy we spoke out the Nishma Shabbos that says if you b'makam tzari need to go use the comb, there's certainly what to be semichon. It's Eidim Eschavin, Psik Reisho, Loi Nichlei, Kilkul, Kleach Yad, Blokhash Eitzu Lugufoy, Yesha Melismach. Again, I don't think you come out every time you really need to go use a comb, go use your hands. Another case of this cost is you have a band-aid on top of your hand. Now, again, most places where your band-aid is either not where your star is, even when the star is not Psik Reisho, take over your star, even if it's a Psik Reisho or sub Psik Reisho. But let's say an assumption it is a Psik Reisho, and you know it's a Psik Reisho. Can you take off the band-aid? Are you allowed to? So, come on, Shmir Shabbos says it's time to be machmer. Nishmir Shabbos, some chabonim, they say to be machmer. Now, technically, you can argue the point. It's Eidim Eschavin, Psik Reisho, it's Kilkul, no taking over here, it's Klach Hayad, it's not how you rip over here, you take a scissor, cut it, to do abonos. Shluchua, therefore, the swarm say, let's say Mokum Mikvah, says the swarm, take it off. Vad Mokum Mitzvah, says Shmir Shabbos, others, take it off. The gate Mokum Tsar, take it off. Tsar, you know, even one abonos, so two abonos. Bokum before, take it off. The only shot they have is, could a person stop take it off, or more negate to the Zidayim? I mean, stop the Maisa to take it off. We know it's Mavucha to drop on it. Stewart Mishnah Brewer. Bokum Atzarech, Mitzvah, Chaylo, Tsar, Mutter. What about the Tzil Zidayim when they do not have to take it off? The Lochin and Simon Kuf Samachalov is something that should stay there, you plan to stay there, and you decide to take it off, is not Nechal Negev Chatzitza. So, in this situation, Mitzad Shabbos, you're not supposed to take it off. The Shtarka time to say that Echnami, it belongs there, you can't take it off. Just like you can't take it off because you're Mitzar, or the Dak says not to take it off. Also, Halacha says you shouldn't take it off. And therefore, it said to Rafalk, or Nishma Shabbos, don't take it off on Shabbos, he mandated. Either it's a creation of Kilkul Kalachiyat, Maisa, Meshmu is not that simple, Machmer, that's correct Halacha to be Machmer. Once Halacha says to be Machmer, therefore you can't take it off on Shabbos. Once you can't take it off, it's not a chatzitzo. Once you can't take it off, it's not a chatzitzo. Fine, those are the sugya of grazes. Beshem, next, we're doing the sugya of two things. Something called hilmi, be clear, and melicha, salt, that's called salt water, and melicha, salting. We're dividing up in two chaburas, one's on Wednesday, one on Sunday. It might be a little bit less than a page, but anyway, there's time for chazara. Next test, we start chazara after Sunday. The test is not just what we learn now, it's like a mifla shas. It's going to be like test before and test before, because everyone remembered already. So Maisa, we have, if you have extra time, it's of course taka. We have time to chazaro on this for this past month, month before, the month before, and it's lachar rabba.
What about stroking the beard?